All right, it's now time for Go Local, Go Different Santa Fe. Good morning. Muy buenos dias a todos. We have a very special interview lined up for you. But first, we're going to bring in our friend, Joanna Nelson, Director of Office of Economic Development. Good morning.
Good morning, Esteban.
Yay. Thank you for being here. Always looking forward to Thursday mornings because we have an opportunity to visit with wonderful small business owners, musicians, creators here in our community. And we're going to be visiting with Body in Motion in just a moment. But Joanna, let people know what this whole initiative is all about.
Sure. Thank you. And it's so good to be here. Thursday mornings are my favorite part of the week. It's great to be here on Que Suave. So Go Local is our initiative through the Office of Economic Development, where it's all about highlighting our local businesses and really getting the message out to our community, why it's important to shop and buy and support our local entrepreneurs. And this is such a great opportunity to highlight the stories behind those businesses when we speak with you. And hopefully folks that are listening, they get turned on to a new business. They can go explore and go connect with that business and get inspired too. A lot of our entrepreneurs have really great stories behind their business.
Well, thank you so much for that, Joanna. And we do look forward to visiting with our friends on Thursday mornings that we get introduced to in our community. And today we're going to be visiting with Dr. Bobby Sanchez with Body in Motion. Welcome to the program.
Yay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me here, Savan. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Yay.
Well, Body in Motion Performance Therapy, Dr. Bobby, before we get into your entire company, share a little bit about yourself and your role here in Santa Fe.
Sure. So I come from a long background of just being active. I've always enjoyed training. I definitely enjoy food, so I definitely hit up a lot of the local restaurants in Santa Fe. But I try to find, I like to have a balance of, being active, but also enjoying all the pleasures of life. I like being outside in the community, very involved in mountain biking. And Santa Fe's just been a great spot for not only having my own business, but also, supporting other local businesses, and then just having a nice, vibrant lifestyle where it's like a little bit, slower paced than other larger cities, but also there's a lot of just stuff always happening around the community.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk all about your business. We're going to learn what you do, what makes it special. I'm very excited about it because when I was reading and doing my research, I am like, this is something I could use in my life. And I'm sure that it's something that all of our listeners can use in theirs as well. So keep it locked right here on KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM, 8:10 AM. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Bobby Sanchez right here on Suave Radio.
Hello, Santa Fe. This is Mayor Michael Garcia. Please join me on Saturday, April 18th for the Great American Cleanup. Santa Fe Citywide Spring Litter Cleanup. Pick up supplies like gloves and trash bags starting at 8 a.m. at 1142 Siler Road. Then help clean up our community from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday, April 18th. Keep Santa Fe Beautiful as part of the city's new Conservation and Sustainability Division. To learn more, please sign up at sustainabilitysantafe.org. If each of us do a little, together we can accomplish a lot.
All right. That's right. This weekend is the Great American Cleanup. We're visiting with Dr. Bobby Sanchez, Body in Motion. Now, Dr. Sanchez, share with us about your business, Body in Motion. Tell us what you do and what really truly makes it special.
Yeah, so...
go ahead and sit a little closer.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so I'm a licensed chiropractor. I graduated back in 2016, and that's when I opened up the business. And really what it entails is more than the standard kind of chiropractic adjustment. So I get a lot of exercise, a lot of movement screens, trying to really figure out the root cause of issues. So that way, not only do we reduce any pain or ailments that have been going on with people, but we also, resolve it long term. So that way they also have the tools provided so they could do a lot of stuff at home. If something does flare up again, they're able to take care of it themselves for the most part. And if they do need to come back in, obviously they can always do that. That's kind of the business. So it's a lot more entailed than just adjustment and out you go, which is totally great. I just like to really come back from that movement aspect because that's where it all started with me.
Now, do you feel that by equipping and teaching your patients how to do those things, that they're able to kind of keep that alignment that you give them, in check?
Yeah. So really, if you look at more of the up-to-date research, it's a lot of it's about having more strength and mobility. And this, the body really likes this combination of stability and mobility. You can't have one without the other. I can't be stable without having mobility. I can't be mobile without having stability. So you have to have this, you know, blend of both. So yes, when we go through the exercises, and a lot of times I like to take it back and say, hey, I'm going to teach you, you know, kind of what a number is before I teach you advanced math. I see that most people just like to jump into advanced math of like, let me just jump into an exercise class or let me just start lifting the weights, which is great. But if we don't assess the joints, don't assess the tissues and see like what limitations may be there, then that's where we start to see problems arrive. And it may not be, you know, in the near future, but somewhere down the road. And most of it, you hear the typical like, oh, I didn't really do anything, but my back's hurting or my ankle is hurting, whatever it may be. And I find that a lot of the times it's just because we haven't done the prerequisites to build up that capacity in the joint or the tissue so that way they can handle the loads that they're demanding on their bodies. So yes, to answer in a long version of that, when they get the tools and when we teach these exercises and really like help patients have ownership of their bodies, then yes, it does help things stay more balanced, more aligned, mitigating any flare-ups or potential new injuries.
You know, one of the things that I believe I read on your website is called active release techniques.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the issues that I face sometimes is sciatica. Mm-hmm. And there's... You know, I don't think I'm alone. I mean, I think a lot of our listeners maybe have battled lower back problems or sciatica. And I was very interested in, you have a lot of education materials on your website to teach people what you do. Mm-hmm. I do want to encourage people to go to your website. Can you share that URL one more time?
So it's bodyinmotionrehab.com.
Great.
Yeah.
Bodyinmotionrehab.com. And mm-hmm. I think it's so important because there are different techniques to help take care of people, and I guess my question is, do you customize your treatment plan per patient, or is it pretty much all the same?
So it's I use a lot of the same techniques on all my patients, but yes, it is customized in the fact of how are they presenting. So an ankle injury or a hip injury that I see, there's going to still be variation in that from person to person. There are a lot of commonalities in how they present, but sometimes if I just start treating the same, I might start off the same, but then I start seeing like, oh wait, there's a different layer here, or actually the hip issues coming from your back, or the back issues coming from your foot. So I'll kind of move away. I always like to start in the local region of where their complaint is, but I always tell all of my patients, we're going to go full body because everything is connected. If you look at the anatomy, a sciatica, for example, may start in the low back, but you can have that nerve entrapment all the way down into the soft tissue and the hamstring or glute, hamstring, calf. And those are areas where, like what you were saying, active release technique, that's a education that I took where we do work on releasing those nerve entrapments down the leg so we can feel the nerve and go parallel to the nerve and kind of glide it and get it moving, because the nerve should glide back and forth as I walk or as I squat, you know, et cetera.
You know, I'm so glad you're mentioning this, because where we have our pain may not be where it's originating from, mm-hmm. Is what I've learned and what I'm taking away. There could be some people that have pronation in their feet, mm-hmm. that, you know, go all the way up the leg to the knee and the hip and stuff. And so there's, when I was trying to prepare for our interview, I was trying to like learn some of these, this language so that we could share with our listeners that, you know, may not necessarily be the back per se, but a result of like a chain of events that are taking place. But having the important thing is that having someone knowledgeable like Dr. Sanchez that we could go to for help, that we could go to for knowledge and education, that we could go to for therapy is really important. And where is your business located?
So yeah, it's located. The physical address is 1221 Flagman Way, and it's Suite B1.
Kind of give us
inside Undisputed Fitness, which is a CrossFit gym here in Santa Fe.
Perfect.
So my treatment office is upstairs, and then me and the business owner there, Lorenzo Hernandez, he's been very helpful with my business, and a lot of my clients have even like gone to his gym. So kind of there's a good relationship back and forth. And then in the weight room there, I have the weight room to help train and teach a lot of my clients and patients these exercises.
Now, if people could see Dr. Sanchez, you look like an athlete. So my question is like, who do you treat? Do you primarily treat athletes? Do you treat the general public? I have my AARP card. So do you help people that are aging? I mean, who do you help?
The simple answer, yes. I come from a track and field background. That's kind of where all this journey started with me. So I use the famous quote by Coach Bowerman, who is the track coach over at Oregon. He coached Prefontaine, elite distance runner. And his famous quote was, if you have a body, you're an athlete. So I view everybody as an athlete, and their level of athleticism is going to be based on their history of life. So I do have like the ultra runners, the CrossFitters, the intense mountain bikers. I also do have a lot of people that are just kind of want to get back into general fitness, want to just start up the weight room, or maybe they've been in the weight room and had injuries and bad experiences. They want to learn how to do it without injuring. And as well as I do have a lot of patients that are, 65 plus and want to just not slow down in life and just be as frugal as they can as they age.
Well, that's great, because for all of our listeners out there, do encourage you to reach out to Body in Motion, Dr. Sanchez, and get some help. Why live with pain? I mean, sometimes people just say, I'm just going to, take a pop in an Advil or something. I'm just going to maybe self-medicate. Maybe I'll just have a shot of brandy. I don't know what people do for their pain, but really getting to the true root cause, getting real help for that is such a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for people that maybe haven't been to a chiropractor before? Maybe they've seen like some social media videos and they might be a little bit nervous of like going to what they might think is a high velocity adjustment. What's your advice?
Chiropractors were all trained in that high velocity thrust technique to adjust. We don't all do that. So do your research. If you're someone who doesn't want that high velocity thrust where it's a quick pop, there's several chiropractors out there that do more soft, gentle techniques. I do the high velocity thrust, but I mostly do the active release technique. And if I do feel like I need to adjust, then I will. But also I've had several patients say, hey, I don't really like that adjustment. I'm like, hey, that's totally fine. It's your body. I'm just here to guide you. I'm not here to dictate, I'm here to help. I'm in your corner. Like, we can get the same results. It doesn't have to just be that quick thrust. And there's people that love it. So it's kind of, I try to give it what give, just meet the patient where they are.
Folks, I might be getting a little bit into the weeds, but he's teaching us here, and I want to ask you if you could teach our listeners a little bit about what active release technique is, because I've done a little bit of research on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it could help a lot of people. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so active release technique, it came from a chiropractor out in Denver, Dr. Leahy. I think he's still with the Denver Broncos, but for many, many years, he was the main chiro for the Denver Broncos, so treated a lot of athletes. And it's an advanced soft tissue technique that involves motion, and it's actually a patent technique, so you have to be certified to market it and to practice it. But it's very high level, so basically we learn how to contact every structure in the body, muscle, nerve, tendon, ligament, and take them through like a passive shortening of that connective tissue and then lengthen it under tension and under a little bit of compression. And that helps free up range of motion. It does help reduce pain.
And you do that by maybe putting your thumb into?
So I use thumb and fingers, yeah, okay. And I kind of feel. So I would say, you know, different from massage, where massage is going to be like laying down and then the massage therapist is kind of just compressing and moving the tissue, which, you know, feels really good. This is a little bit more pinpoint specific. So I'll have people, I'll treat when they're seated position, I'll treat face up, I'll treat face down. There's a lot of different angles of how to treat based off the anatomy and how the anatomy moves of the muscle tissue or the ligament or tendon or the nerve. And really what it does is, yeah, it helps create blood flow, helps, you know, reduce the pain and free up pain-free range of motion to restore, you know, now I can move my neck, now I can move my shoulder above my head.
So is it working the fascia between the muscles?
It is, yeah, because fascia is everywhere, so it's okay. Kind of hard to not work the fascia. I always tell people, like, if there's skin, there's fascia, and then there's several layers of fascia. And the fascia that's more of like a webbing of tissue, if you will. It's not just, you know, these striations of line or muscle fibers, you know, like the biceps, for example, just kind of striates, you know, this way, but it does fan out as well. But as we learned, the bicep just doesn't attach to your shoulder and down to your elbow. The bicep continues down into your fingers and then up into your neck. So it's that's where the fascial connections come into play.
I want to talk to you in just a few short moments about maybe if you have any upcoming events or things you want our community to know about. But John, I'm listening to Dr. Sanchez here. I know there's a lot of athletes. You played soccer, or you still play soccer.
I still, right? play soccer.
You still play soccer.
Run,
oh, nice.
And my body is in disrepair. I need to come see you.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, I think that the key is, someone once told me, motion is lotion. Don't stop moving.
Yes.
And sometimes if we get hurt, we want to stop moving.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the long-term solution, right? We need to get back out there and be active.
Totally.
So you, and having someone like you,
yes.
can help keep us active.
Yes, I've had lots of mentors. One of the mentors early in my career before I became a chiropractor was a coach by the name of Dan Paff. He's been to, you know, multiple Olympic games and has coached over 50 medalists, gold, silver, you know, in track and field. And he was he's very much a guru of also therapy. So he once put an analogy of like when an animal gets injured in the jungle, they don't lay down. If they lay down, they die. So they keep moving as well. Like, and that's the innate intelligence of that animal. So I was like, huh, that's really interesting. So yes, and that's why I kind of titled it Body in Motion, because, an object in motion continues to stay in motion. And early on in my career, I learned all that from the strength and conditioning side when I worked with Olympic level athletes and coached Division I athletes. And then I was like, oh, wow, well, they're still getting a little injured. So how do we keep that person, you know, getting strong performance wise, but also keep the injury risk low? So that's kind of what led me to this pathway. I started as a coach. I started as a trainer. That's where I was. And then I saw the injury side and was like, and they blend it together at that high level. You know, rehab is training and training is rehab. If you separate the two and just treat it as, oh, I'm going to train when I feel good and I'm going to rehab when I'm hurt, you're always going to be battling that. If you merge them and train and rehab on a continuum, you're going to feel good majority of the time. And we can't fully prevent, but we can definitely mitigate it to a much lower percentage.
You know, I got a text that I was looking at just a moment ago. They asked if you're taking new patients and how they become a patient. Do they call you, text, email, inside?
Yeah, so the easiest way is on my website at bodyinmotionrehab.com, I have online scheduling. I'm not in the office currently every single day. So another thing I started integrating was I have a digital app that I do provide a lot of these exercises with. So I'm also coaching and tailoring through the app. So I'm communicating with them. I have videos that I've posted on the app. as a rehab. So instead of just getting like a sheet of paper with your exercises saying here to do it, it's actually me showing them how to do the exercise. And I'm actually putting in progression. So, you know, 1 to 2 sets of, you know, 5 to 10 reps at this amount of weight for this exercise. And I'm programming it in for specific days. And when they open up the app on their phone, they see their workout, which is a combination of like rehab and strength training. Most of the people start off with rehab because they're in pain. But just like I said, rehab is training. So I don't view it as like, oh, we're going to stay here forever. We're going to progress them and make the exercises harder. Because what I found is when I was doing it in person, after a while, I'm like, well, I'm just kind of sitting here watching you count your reps. You already know how to do it. You don't need me. And it saves time for them too, because they don't have to then come twice a week for an hour, take time out of their day. They could do it at home, which is great. So I start most of them off with that hybrid model. And I have a percentage of people that are only on the app right now. I haven't seen them in months. I have some people, most of them are like a hybrid where they're coming and seeing me and on the app, but they're just not having to come see me as often, which is pretty cool. And people love that.
This is the first time I hear of like a doctor being able to have all of that information for like, maybe, I'm not sure, lack of a better word, therapy life cycle, mm-hmm. where you can actually, you know, get engaged on that app and watch and do what's been taught to them, which is really, really super cool.
Yeah. And they can communicate me. So I'm messaging them. They're messaging me. So if they have questions, if they're hurting, and I message them, I can voice message them. I type it in text and ask them how they're doing. And it's a great way to see their, you know, if I see them not checking off the exercise, I just shoot them a message. Hey, notice you haven't checked off your exercise. Are you doing okay? Oh, yeah, I'm doing great. I just forgot. Or no, I'm doing, you know, I got a busy day. And it's not like a shame on you, but it's a great way to keep them accountable as well. So
I got a text from a listener that said, do you ever get a request to work with high school teams for injury prevention?
You know, that's something I would love to get into. I haven't gotten there yet. I don't know why. I started off my career coaching high school athletes, and I would love to, you know, get back into that community, because I did enjoy coaching high school athletes when I coached track and field and cross country, and then moved on to college. I am not currently, but that's something I'm definitely open to exploring.
You know, we're visiting with Dr. Sanchez, Body in Motion. We have a few short moments left, but, you know, we're about to embark on the warm summer months. Do you have any upcoming events or places that you'll be out in the community?
So I know I work a lot with the Running Hub, the local shoe store.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I love them.
I was there the day before.
So
look,
I do.
My shoes.
Yeah. There you go.
Shoes.
Nice.
They're having a big sale right now.
I love the Running Hub. And that they were great. I saw them yesterday. Thank you for that. Go to the big sale, because wonderful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Steven, I'll do some kind of like pop-up stuff, or I'll do either like an injury screen there, like a free injury screen, come, you know, do like a 15-minute kind of quick nitty-gritty, like what's going on, here's how I can help you, or if I can't help you, maybe go to this route. I know they're doing some kind of they're doing a big event this summer, like a I forget what it's called, but I got an email from them. So I definitely I'm planning on being there with the little tent booth set up. And then,
and is that it's the pre-training for the half marathon?
I believe so.
And it's in July.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That one.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I have the flyer in my car.
So yeah, other than that, I don't really have anything else going on. I'm riding in the 6-hour basin ride this Saturday for mountain biking out in Galisteo, with one of my friends. And that's just me riding. I'm not kind of promoting or anything, but I'm just,
Do you ever ride with Dr. Hendricks?
I don't know, but,
with the kids' dentistry, he's quite the mountain biker.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Another great small business.
I'd take my kid there. So I should, you know, maybe I should connect with him and go ride. Cause I do love, riding, you know, in the summertime, I'm in the mountains a lot, you know, and riding and, so yeah, I definitely want to do more races myself, but also like for the mountain biking community, I know they have some coming up at Glorieta, you know, some events. So I'm going to reach out to them and see if I can just put up, you know, my booth there and, you know, have it up there and then maybe ride a little bit, just QR code while I'm riding if people are interested, and then come back to the booth to answer questions. So,
well, that's great. And I really have been enjoying our conversation this morning.
Yeah.
Dr. Sanchez, because, you know, often we go get help for injuries, But sometimes, or most of the time, we are not taught how to prevent that or how to take care of ourselves. And you're someone that is teaching that. And I find that refreshing in your approach to how you treat your patients. And again, body in motion, performance therapy with Dr. Sanchez. Dr. Sanchez, you and I were taking some photos before with OED here. Mm-hmm. And there's this important Go Local, Go Different initiative that mm-hmm. we talked with Johanna about when we started the program. What does being part of Santa Fe's local business community mean to you? And why do programs like Go Local, Go Different matter?
Yeah, so I mean, I found, just being a part of Santa Fe's local business community is a great opportunity for small businesses to thrive, really. Before I was here, I lived in LA, I lived in San Diego, and it is, you kind of get lost in, all of the loudness of those big cities. So being in Santa Fe and being part of small business, I just found, wow, this is a community that really supports small business, which is great. And I always love to find those small businesses, whether, restaurant, running hub, gym to support and how I could support them. And I think programs like this is a great way just to launch that even further and, get more to the community of these small businesses. Like, this is kind of the heart of, our country, it's like, this is what, the foundation of a lot of it. So I think it's a great program and I'm excited to, dive in deeper with it and be more active with it.
Are there any final thoughts that you want to share? Maybe questions that I didn't ask or thoughts you might want to, shout outs that you want to mention?
Maybe just how you were talking about with, living in pain, for a lot of us, it unfortunately does become that normal. Like, this is my new normal. I'm aging. I have to be here. And that's not true at all. Like, the body will respond. The nervous system is always going to get better at what it's doing the most of. So we are adaptive. Until we just stop using things. And when we stop using things and we stop, growing in that way, whether it's learning a new skill or eating habits or strength, whatever it may be, then the body will become comforted in just not doing anything. So we can get out of pain. We can make changes. So I do really, I see that, I believe it, and I do encourage people to just not settle for, oh, well, my MRI says I have a disc bulge. I guess that's how I live now, because that's not what I see on an everyday basis. I see people getting out of, chronic issues that they've been struggling with for years and years.
Dr. Bobby Sanchez, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much. Body in motion. Yes, really, thank you so much for having me, Esteban.
You're welcome anytime. Joanna, thank you for the opportunity to be visiting with Go Local, Go Different.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, this is KSWV Radio 99.9 FM. Coming up, George and I and the